founder of Holocaust Awareness Ireland has called for the sale of Adolf Hitler's pencil to be withdrawn from auction in Belfast next week. Oliver Sears, who is the son of a Holocaust survivor, said it was without morality to be making money off these items. Mr. Sears' family came from the Polish city of Lodz, which had a population of 200,000 Jews before the Second World War. He has now written to the managing director of Bloomfield Auctions, and a copy of his letter has been seen by our reporter Kate Varley, who's with us now. Kate, we'll get on to the letter in a minute, but what can you tell us first of all about the auction and its controversial contents?
Yes, Audrey, this auction will see a wide range of historical items go under the hammer next Tuesday in East Belfast. Of particular note, that silver-plated pencil, which is believed to have been a gift to the former Nazi dictator from his partner Eva Braun for his birthday in 1941. The pencil includes an inscription of the initials AH and is expected to fetch up to €92,000. It's not the only item related to Nazi Germany in this collection either. A personally signed painting of Hitler is also going on sale. Now, in some European countries, including Germany, Austria, France, it is illegal to sell Nazi memorabilia. However, no such ban exists in Ireland or in the UK. Major auction houses, including Christie's, refuse to sell items related to Nazi Germany. But every now and then, an auction like this still goes ahead, and it attracts a lot of attention and criticism.
So tell us about the letter then that Mr. Sears has sent to Bloomfield Auctions.
Yes, this letter was sent to the managing director of Bloomfield Auctions, Carl Bennett, and has been seen by Morning Ireland. In it, Oliver Sears appeals for the items to be withdrawn, saying this material is tainted beyond any mitigation or redemption. The very idea that anyone should make money out of the suffering of the millions murdered in the Holocaust is shameful. Adding that if there is a place for these items, it is surely in a museum. Oliver Sears told me why he believes auctions like this should not be going ahead.
It's about making money at all costs, without any consideration of the feelings and the morality of what they're doing, the feelings for the families. My mother is an 84-year-old Holocaust survivor. Does she and her troop really have to endure this? There must be a line somewhere where a moral sense of decency simply precludes an individual from wanting to make money out of this trade.
That's Oliver Sears there. Has he received a reply from Bloomfield Auctions?
Well, as of last night, he hadn't personally received a response. However, its managing director, Carl Bennett, has told Morning Ireland he does not intend to withdraw the items. He says he understands the move may hurt some people, but has defended the decision to include them in the sale.
I fully understand and respect those people who may feel offended or may feel hurt by the items that we're selling. But as an auctioneer, I'm there hopefully to match one collector to another. And I firmly believe that these pieces are pieces that end up in serious military collections. Collectors of items like this will have items that relate to British, relate to Irish, relate to other various countries and parts of conflicts that span the centuries. They're not people who are buying it and selling it for profiteering. It's been in one person's collection from 2002, so that's been 21 years. The unfortunate thing is that person's now passed, and it's now part of an estate. And I believe the purchaser, the person buying this, is again going to be a serious collector who will be in their collection for quite a considerable period of time. If it's not an individual, I certainly believe it could be a very well noted museum.
That's Carl Bennett there, Managing Director of Bloomfield Auctions. It's not the first time this auction house has listed items related to Hitler.
No, back in 2019, Bloomfield Auctions listed a dinner set that had been part of a railway dining carriage presented to Adolf Hitler on his 50th birthday. And that was said to be worth around €23,000. Now, that sale also attracted a great deal of anger. And in the end, the auction house decided to withdraw that particular item in light of what it called sensitivities around Hitler's items. This time around, though, Carl Bennett says he made the decision to go ahead with the sale after assessing what was on offer in other military auction houses around Europe.
So this auction taking place in Belfast, there have been similar items on sale in the Republic as well.
There certainly have. You may remember two auctions in particular that caused controversy here in recent months. One was the sale of a compass with a swastika in Meath, the other a plaque of Hitler in Wicklow. And again, just to point out, this is not illegal here. But one person who wants to change that is Fianna Fáil Senator Lorraine Clifford Lee. She told me she plans to introduce a private members' bill to outlaw the sale of items associated with Nazi Germany.
That's my intention to work on this, because I think it's absolutely repulsive that anybody should seek to profit from the most horrendous regime in memory. So I raised it in the Senate last March, and I got a lot of support from colleagues across all parties and none here in the Oireachtas, but also from members of the public, because I think people can see that this really hurts the survivors of the Holocaust and, of course, their sons, daughters, grandchildren. We also have to think about what's going on in the current day, you know, with the rise of fascism here in Ireland, but right across Europe as well. And these types of sales and these types of items are interlinked with that rise in fascism.
Of course, most auction houses, buyers and sellers would deny any links with fascism. But in the United States in particular, trade in goods associated with Nazi history has been growing in far-right groups in recent years. Here in Ireland, Oliver Sears has welcomed the plan to introduce legislation banning the sale of such items, but says he wishes it wasn't necessary.
We've reached a stage where we're going to have to bring in legislation, because there are still a few businesses that insist on trading in this material. It's a very sick trade. And part of me is really sad that it's come to this, that a small country like Ireland, which has been extremely welcoming to me. I've lived here since I was 18, and I'm very grateful to be living here. And certainly, as a Jewish person, I feel as free as I could imagine anywhere.
That's Oliver Sears, the founder of Holocaust Awareness Ireland, ending that report from Kate Farley. Kate, thank you.